Hello again from me, Mike Roberts, with the penultimate program in our series, Malta Memories. A series that is taking us over 17 editions through the years 1964 to 1972 via the ordinary events and the ordinary people of Malta during those years, helped on our journey by the popular music of the time. And this week we conclude the year 1971, during which, as we heard last week, in the month of June, after 7 years of independence, Malta went to the polls and elected a new government and a new prime minister. The second half of the year began with the staging of a spectacular pageant entitled Malta at the Allegro Theatre in Nashua's Trade Fair grounds, depicting the island from prehistoric times to independence. Yvonne Katkuti played the lead in a performance lasting 50 minutes. The Governor-General presented 9-year-old Charles Zara with the Pope John Prize for Kindness, demonstrated by Charles's devoted caring for his crippled friend Noel at the Stella Maris School at Balzan. And the presentation was followed by a private audience with the Pope in Rome. And Maltese composer Charles Camilleri presented a half-hour music programme on Malta television as a tribute to the master of the Queen's music, Sir Arthur Bliss, about to celebrate his 80th birthday. Music of a different sort, however, was making the charts like this, from T-Rex. T-Rex with a very definite and distinctive sound of the 70s, and Get It On. August arrived and 8 female students from the Royal University of Malta and the Teachers Training College gave up much of their summer holidays to travel to Mjar on Gozo and help at Lourdes' home. Tina Jane, famous as one of the singing bunnies from London's Playboy Club, accompanied by Sammy Gallia and his band, was appearing nightly at the Sheraton Malta's popular Tamarisk Bar. A 9-foot shark was sighted off Munshar Point, St. Thomas Bay. The Hillman Avenger car, launched a year ago in Malta, celebrated its first birthday and was described by the island's main dealer as the car that broke all records. and Paul Huber returned to Malta, having studied ceramics abroad on a government scholarship, becoming the first Maltese to gain a diploma with honours in the subject. The month of August came to a close with the announcement that Malta would retain the pound as the major unit of currency when the island finally goes decimal. And 1971 brought us this catchy Spanish rhythm in a piece called La Bamba. Manuel and the Music of the Mountains with La Bamba. As Malta's summer moved closer to autumn, the Ballad of the Great Siege, a long poem in Maltese by Anton Buttigieg, was presented at Lower St. Elmo by the National Festivities Committee during a music and literary evening. The continuing problem still being faced by Malta's Federation of Racing Pigeon Clubs, their inability to persuade the Italian authorities to grant permits for racing from Italy to Malta remained unresolved. It was reported that a considerable number of tourists had visited Gozo during the year, many appearing to prefer it to Malta, despite a lack of amenities. And Yehudi Menuhin was the soloist at the Manuel Theatre. Music of another sort, as I said at the start, was still abundant and equally contrasting, and demonstrating just that were these two recordings from 1971, the first from Nancy Wilson, followed by Benny Hill.
I've seen that road before. It always leads me here. Lead me to your door. The wild and windy night. The rain washed away. has left a pool of tears.
Raced across the ground, and the clatter of the wheels as they spun round and round. And he galloped into Market Street, his badge upon his chest. His name was Ernie, and he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. Now Ernie loved a widow, a lady known as Sue. She lived all alone in Lily Lane at number 22. They said she was too good for him, she was haughty, proud and chic. But Ernie got his cocoa there 3 times every week. They called him Ernie. And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. She said she'd like to bathe in milk. He said, all right, sweetheart. And when he'd finished work one night, he loaded up the cart. He said, you want it pasteurized, because pasteurized is best. She says, Ernie, I'll be happy if it comes up to me chest. That tickled old Ernie. And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. Now, Ernie had a rival. An evil-looking man called Two-Tongue Ted from Teddington, and he drove the baker's van. He tempted her with his treacle tarts and his tasty oatmeal bread, and when she seen the size of his hot meat pies, it very near turned her head. She nearly swooned at his macaroon, and he said, now if you treat me right, you'll have hot rolls every morning and crumpets every night. He knew once she sampled his layer cake, he'd have his wicked way, and all Ernie had to offer was a pint of milk a day. Poor Ernie!
Ernie!
And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. One lunchtime, Ted saw Ernie's awesome cart outside her door. He drove him mad to find it was still there at 4:30. And as he leapt down from his van, off blood to his veins did course, and he went across to Ernie's cart, and he didn't off kick his horse, whose name was Trigger. And he pulled the fastest milk cart in the West. Now Ernie rushed out into the street, his gold top in his hand. He said, if you want to marry Susie, you fight for her like a man. Oh, why don't we play cards for her, he sneeringly replied. And just to make it interesting, we'll have a shilling on the side. Now Ernie dragged him from his van, and beneath the blazing sun, they stood there face to face, and Ted went for his bun. But Ernie was too quick, things didn't go the way Ted planned, and a strawberry-flavoured yoghurt sent it spinning from his hand. Now Sushi ran between them, and tried to keep them apart. And Ernie pushed her aside, and a rock cake caught him underneath his heart. And he looked up in pained surprise, and the concrete hardened crust of a stale pork pie caught him in the eye, and Ernie bit the dust. Poor Ernie!
Ernie!
And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. Ernie was only 52. He didn't want to die. And now he's gone to make deliveries in that milk round in the sky, where the customers are angels and ferocious dogs are banned, and the milkman's life is full of fun in that fairy dairy land. But a woman's needs are manifold, and Sue, she married Ted. But strange things happened on their wedding night as they lay in their bed. Was that the trees a-rustling, or the hinges of the gate? Or Ernie's ghostly gold tops a-rattling in their crate? They won't forget Ernie!
Ernie!
And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West!
Nancy Wilson with Lennon and McCartney's Long and Winding Road, followed by Benny Hill and Ernie, reminding me of my interview with Benny Hill as a mere boy broadcaster with BFBS here in Malta a decade before he made that recording. And I still have a copy of my talk with him at Australia Hall, St Andrews, where he was performing in 1961. But back to 1971, and Malta's new government was in the news when it announced that the significant September dates in 1565, when the Turkish siege was lifted, 1943, when the Italian fleet surrendered at Malta, and 1964, the island's independence, would be all combined into one National Day celebration. The Anglo-Maltese summit at Chequers made major headlines in both Malta and London. The fourth Malta Middle Sea race got underway from the three starts, and parallel tunnels linking Mceda and St Andrews were officially opened to traffic. Meanwhile, music hitmaker Al Green made the charts with this. Al Green and Tired of Being Alone. October weather brought the storms, during which a lightning strike cut the electricity supply to the whole of Bujiba and St Paul's Bay for some 42 hours. An announcement that the Board of Film Censors was due for revision at the end of the year created great debate in the press. The Prime Minister stated in the House of Representatives that a team of Japanese experts would be visiting Malta to conduct a feasibility study into the building of a causeway or tunnel between Malta and Gozo. And as Marsa won its first 2 points of the football season by beating Zibuj 2-1, it was announced that the traditional Malta Carnival date was to be moved by some 3 months to the month of May. As November began, there was good news on the tourist front, with the release of the September figures, showing that 3,000 more visitors came to Malta during this month than in the September of the previous year, an increase of 17.5%. And the Decca Record Company in 1971 released another long-playing album, that's the vinyl variety, in their World Of series. This one was the World Of 1950s pop idol Dickie Valentine.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Make her complexion like peaches and cream. Give her two lips like roses and clover. Then tell me that my lonesome nights are over. Sandman, I'm so alone. Don't have nobody to call my own. Please turn on your magic beam. Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Make him the cutest that I've ever seen. Give him the word that I'm not a rover. Then tell him that my lonesome nights are over. Sandman, I'm so alone. Don't have nobody to call. Turn on your magic beam. Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Make a like peaches and cream. Give her two lips like roses in clover. Then tell me that my lonesome nights are over. Sandman, I'm so alone. Don't have nobody to call my own. Please turn on your magic beam. Mr. Sandman, won't you bring me a dream?
Just one of Dickie Valentine's many 1950s hits, re-released in 1971, Mr. Sandman. A momentous year for Malta was moving to a close as it was announced that the school leaving age was to be raised from 14 to 16 and new legislation would provide the island's towns and villages with a measure of local authority. And the milk-producing countries raised prices, so Malta imposed rationing on butter and tin milk. A packet of 20 Dunhill cigarettes was priced at 4 shillings, nearly twice the 1964 price. Maori Storaci was presented with the Best Actress Award for her part in the film Two Eggs for a Tip. And as 1971 finally faded, the Sunday Times of Malta, heard in the Hive page, brought the year to an end, reporting that Christmas 1971 certainly brought an influx of weddings. With that in mind, perhaps the group that went by the name of Slade were influenced by those Christmas weddings in Malta when they recorded their chart hit of that year, 'Cause I Love You.
I won't laugh at you when you boo-hoo-hoo, 'cause I love you. I can turn my back on the things you like, 'cause I love you. I just like the things you do. Spot, that's all the smile you got from my love.
Because I Love You from Slade, closing another year for us in our series Malta Memories. I shall return next week with our final programme of the series devoted entirely to 1972, with the emphasis on as much as I can cram in of the news generated by the ordinary events and the ordinary people of these islands, helped as ever by just a little less of the popular music of the time, in order to accommodate as many memories as possible. Don't hesitate to continue to make contact, though, if you wish. Email is Mike Roberts, MikeRoberts, at Firenet, FIRENET, dot WS, World Service, WS, or by writing, if you prefer, care of this station. Until next time, whether on radio or online, from me, Mike Roberts, goodbye.